Don't let that fear scare you. That fear, that pain is a drive. It's an adhesive. It's a glue that bonds you to the things you ultimately want to do in life and to the people who connect with those things. You don't want to be a puppet. You don't want to just follow anyone. You don't want to just follow every rule. You don't want to give in. You know, you want to be spirited. You want to be you. Why, hello there. Thanks for coming back. Today, I want to talk about something that is kind of always on my mind. Something that seems to always escape me no matter what. It comes and goes in waves, and it's something we all inevitably think about as we get older and start thinking about just, I guess, everything. This lifelong search for belonging. You know, such a big part of the human experience. I mean, just being alive is finding a place to call home, right? Searching for the home. Feeling like you belong to a culture and can blend with people who have ideals and values that you resonate with. Such a big part of being just a human is, I think, existing and just figuring this all out for yourself. I've always felt that I've never fully belonged to most things in my life, which is, I guess, sad, but maybe liberating at the same time. It's something that I haven't come across much or really ever amongst people that I know. It seems to be more common, I guess, now with the internet. You know, there's people who seem to have that feeling more so than I guess I was conscious of prior. But nonetheless, it's still not something people really talk about, you know, feeling like they don't belong or they have this, you know, issue of finding belonging. And so all this has me thinking about what a home means and what identity I'm searching for and when will I feel at peace with who I am. The idea of a roaming spirit. You know, that sounds all cute and free and nice, but eventually you're going to want to create a physical space for yourself somewhere on this planet to build a family, or a sense of community. I'm always one for pushing your boundaries and challenging yourself. And there are all these ways of pushing yourself for your own growth and development. I mean, but again, at some point, you know, we all confront these questions and challenges of belonging and home and family and commitment, but all to different degrees. It's easier for those who have the comfort of having some of these big questions already answered. You know, like, you know, if, for example, if you already identify and feel belonging to a certain culture or to a certain place that you want to live in forever or whatever the case may be. And I mean, I won't lie. You know, I definitely feel a bit envious of those people that feel those things and feel so connected to heritage or where they live or the people nearby. For the longest time, I used to think there was something wrong with me. And even into adulthood, I didn't personally encounter people who had this issue or felt so strongly about some of the things that I do. I think this lust for belonging is also heightened by my desire for adventure and change and trying to be interesting and gotta do things my own way and be all stubborn all the time. So it creates this sort of, I guess, negative compound effect, making me a lot of times feel, you know, more misunderstood than I probably should be. Was I born with this conflict or was it shaped by my childhood experiences? I mean, the most logical thing would be to say both, right? But it's hard to say because it's not something you should quantify. It's the age-old question of nurture versus nature. Which brings me to one of my other thoughts, which is, isn't it kind of funny how so much of our life is off of feeling and intuition, that so much of our big life decisions come down to these nuanced things that are not quantifiable. For example, you know, everyone will say like, you know when something just clicks. You just know when that's the person, right? You just feel that this is the right time to do something. It's funny, no matter how much science and statistics advance, it seems like there are still some things that just can't be decided off of one study. Nonetheless, I digress. You know, I don't think that me feeling this way is a choice, at least now that I can sort of think in more complex ways and, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, right? Just seem to always be there. I just chose to suppress it, not think about it. I used to get escapism confused with the sense of travel and belonging. You know, for the longest time, all I ever wanted to do was escape. Escape my childhood, escape from my family, escape my surrounding, escape from myself. That's a slippery slope that no one mentions. If you don't have enough self-awareness, you start to confuse one for the other. And then you begin to merge these things and you just end up leading yourself into more confusion because of your own ignorance, and you disillusioned yourself because you couldn't separate any of those things. And it gets hard, you know, unless you have people there to kind of pull you out of that and help you think more clearly, it can get dark real fast. This journey of feeling accepted, of feeling whole, of feeling that you finally belong is a lifelong journey, right? I mean, you may find yourself now and feel happy now and feel complete and whole and all the things. But in 20 years from now, you may be like, I don't know who I am again. Like it seems like you have to constantly revisit who you are and what you want, and that you can change your mind about who you want to be in the life you want, regardless of age. And this journey of feeling accepted, of belonging, you know, I think finally, eventually you feel like you found home, but almost always, right, you just end up revisiting that same dilemma, that same question at some point in time. I used to think that this made me feel special because it just wasn't something a lot of people or really anyone seemed to think about or have issues with. But obviously I'm older now, so I'm not a special snowflake. There are plenty of people who feel trapped or have that burning desire to leave and move somewhere else. And it may not necessarily be as intense as wanting to move across an ocean. More often than not, at least move to probably another state, another city at least. And maybe it stems from our desire to want to connect. I mean, no matter how antisocial you think you are or that you say you are, we are social creatures. And we crave connection. And if you're not searching for belonging in terms of a literal home, then you're searching for belonging in terms of a community. And if it's not that, then it's a search for probably romantic belonging. All this looking for wanting to feel connected, I feel like shows how similar we all are. Just being humans, I mean, we're probably all more connected than we think. You know, searching to feel whole just seems to come with existing. You know, there's no joy in staying complacent. There is comfort in it, but there's no future without challenges and that change that comes with it. The search for wanting to feel whole, complete, connected, belonging, whatever word you want to use. I mean, it's slingshot me across a bunch of different jobs, visiting and traveling to a bunch of different areas, learning a couple languages. I mean, I'm not fluent in them, but you know, it's whatever. You know, got to change friend groups every so often. You know, I seem to have to always be annoying and challenge who I am, probably more often than I should. It's definitely not easy, and it's not quick, and it's definitely not for everyone. I've experienced a lot of ups and downs, and a lot of times I've felt lonely and isolated. But I think it's important to note that this doesn't stem from some need to feel unique or quirky or special. And sometimes it's cool because, you know, at certain moments it can make you the most interesting person in the room. Almost equally as many times, it can also suck because you become the butt of other people's jokes, or you tend not to feel understood, and, you know, it can be difficult. And all this just, you know, it can become unhealthy if there isn't a balance towards enjoyment, because you become hyper-reflective on your own experiences, and it's like it becomes this disease of over-awareness. And when you do that, you know, when you become hyper-reflective, you almost bring any healthy and fun life experience to some jarring halt, and you become very unpleasant to be around. And I would know all this because I've been there. Carl Jung once said, "There are just as many people who become neurotic because they are merely normal, as there are people who are neurotic because they can't be normal." That it should enter anyone's head to educate them to normality is a nightmare to the former, because their deepest need is really to be able to lead abnormal lives. I guess that's such a great way to put it. You want to be special. You want to lead an abnormal life, but at the same time, still feel like there's some essence of you belonging somewhere on this planet. And it's hard because you don't get a lot of support when you kind of go on this journey, and it can lead you down some roads that sound crazy, illogical, risky, unsafe. But I guess maybe that's a price you pay for trying to search for your home, for your community. It's funny that we seem to have forgotten that's how we all exist today, is by our ancestors and their ancestors and so on and so forth. All of them prior to us, it's exactly what they did, right? They went on their search for family, of community, of betterment, which led them across continents. And so is it really that different? Is it really that crazy that so many of us feel that same thing till this day? I mean, there's so many other things I can go off of, you know, with this topic, this idea of searching for belonging and feeling whole, and whether you came from a scattered family or a family that was really close, if you came up in a poor area or a rich area, if you had enough resources or if you were always told there's not enough of things growing up, you know, there's a lot that goes into your search. I think to get a little personal, a big reason maybe for my own search of belonging is because I've become aware in person I can be sometimes a bit harsh or brash or insincere. And it's because I have these feelings of insufficiency. You know, I've let myself become aware of the fact that I'm displeased with myself. I haven't accepted the fact that I'm not the person I envisioned myself to be. I'm not the super interesting, exquisitive, maybe successful or nuanced person that I envisioned. Rather than having accomplished those things, I've bared witness to other people that have become the very person I wanted to be. And I've grown with, I guess, ill will towards them due to nothing more than my own feelings, really. I chased path, the shadow of these people, because I felt like I somehow needed to catch up to them, and proving that they are no better, no more special than I am. However, I mean, they could very well maybe. And it's by my own hand that putting these other people on a pedestal only caused me to further belittle myself and cripple this search for belonging. Using all these other people, when, again, they're just people, they're also made of flesh and bone and born with ideas that they choose to act upon. What I use as their success is just a tool for comparison, which has only turned me bitter. I've been chasing, and what I've been chasing doesn't matter. You know, the fact that I've been chasing already proves that I'm discontent within. You know, what was supposed to make me a better man has turned around and turned me into something bitter. The younger version of myself was, in fact, probably in a lot of ways a better man than the one I see in the mirror today. This has went on for a long time, you know, enough so that it's almost a big part of the energy behind of why I set foot on this journey in the first place, you know, of belonging. A big part of that is finding yourself anyhow. You don't want to be a puppet. You don't want to just follow anyone. You don't want to just follow every rule. You don't want to give in. You know, you want to be spirited. You want to be you. And it's very hard to do nowadays when it feels like everyone feels like they have something to say and that they need to add their two cents into everything. I think a lot of times you have to go through sort of robbing yourself of your own achievements, because it only highlights down the road how great you are in a lot of ways. You know, you look at everyone else's success and you make your wins not feel as good as theirs, because comparison is the thief of joy, and you rob yourself of fulfillment and having your moments of satisfaction. Can't tell you the amount of times I've compared myself to everyone's finish line and kept moving that finish line well into adulthood. And all throughout, you know, I made myself miserable because I couldn't see that I was the reason. Me. I was the reason for my own unhappiness, for my own discontent. I was the issue for why I didn't find my sense of belonging. I limited my discovery of things. You fulfill this cycle of self-sabotage. And all this rambling that I'm doing and whatever that may not make sense, I mean, you're not alone, even if it feels like that a lot of times. There are plenty of people along this thing that we call life also struggling to find home, their people, their place, their identity, their likes, their dislikes, their taste in things, all of it. It all comes together and it ties into this greater thing of belonging to something, to someone, to someplace. And, you know, maybe it's time we stop not giving shame, but maybe putting shame on people for when they don't have answers to questions like, where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? What type of people do you like? What interests you? You're here. I'm here. If you're somehow still listening, it means that at some point in this episode, I said something that you connected with. It's okay to be scared. It's not cute. It's not pretty. But I think it's important. A lot of times it doesn't make sense, but that very fear of not finding things you want, or you're not going to be the person you want, that fear ends up driving you to the place that ultimately gets you to the place where you feel like you belong. I want to try and end this long-ass episode on something, I don't know, more positive, I guess. I don't want you to feel all down after leaving this. I do want you to feel introspective. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Don't let that fear scare you. That fear, that pain is a drive. It's an adhesive. It's a glue that bonds you to the things you ultimately want to do in life and to the people who connect with those things. You can leverage it into something powerful. You know, and don't forget, you're not alone in this. You want people, you need people in your life to help make you feel like this thing is more complete. There's a quote from Charles Bukowski where he said, "And when nobody wakes you up in the morning, and when nobody waits for you at night, and when you can do whatever you want, what do you call it? Freedom or loneliness?"